Last night, a little bit before midnight, the sheriff's office received a call of a dispute down the road in the 78,600 block of Cedar Park Road. The caller had said that there was an individual there that was armed with a gun that was firing rounds. So our patrol deputies initially responded down, attempted to locate the male suspect, ultimately called out the sheriff's special response team, who responded, and I think that was shortly after 1 a.m. the special response team came down. They also continued to attempt to locate the male suspect. This is on a fairly large parcel of property, and our early information is that it's a commercial marijuana grow operation. As they were attempting to locate the male suspect, they were loud hailing over the loudspeakers on the vehicles. And at approximately 3:45 a.m., the suspect exited a building and engaged the deputies with a firearm. Two deputies discharged their weapons and struck the suspect. He was subsequently transported to the hospital, and we're not able to release his identity at this time. And then, of course, as always, the Interagency Deadly Force Investigation Team is now on scene, multi-agency team that comes down with detectives from several different agencies in the county, and they'll go through their investigative process, ultimately preparing that for our district attorney, Patty Perlow, to make a decision on the officer's use of force.